All right, beautiful people. Nate Max again. The usual start to my chat is, sorry for the radio silence. Yeah, it's been busy. I've been saying that a bit lately, haven't I? So anyway, I want to give you guys an update on what's been happening. Many of you people have been coming on to our presentations in the last few months, which has been great. Much appreciated. We wouldn't be where we are today without you guys coming on and supporting us. It's been a really, really nice journey, to be honest. How the fuck do I turn that off? Do not disturb. That's better. Now, I just wanted to say that we had a great presentation last Wednesday at 6:30. Had about 40 people on, but there's at least 25, 30 people who messaged me kind of that afternoon or just before it. And I wasn't able to go back to Instagram, Telegram, fucking Facebook, all these places where people have been coming on from. So letting you guys know, we are doing one more presentation this Wednesday because a bunch of people didn't get on. So we want to honor that for sure. So if you guys haven't been on before, once again, just type in I'm ready. If I haven't contacted you, just type in I'm ready. For all the other people, check your inboxes. I've sent you all messages. And I reckon there's 40% of people who haven't even checked it. And what I've realized is a lot of people don't actually even know that there's an inbox on Telegram. So you kind of go to the top, slide across to the right, and it says personal, then go down. There'll be messages from me. And make sure they're from me. I will send you a voice message because there's fuckloads of scammers on Telegram. So yeah, we'll do one this Wednesday. And depending on how things are going, there's a lot of people who are jumping on at the moment because everyone's getting a bit scared of their super. And also just, what are we doing? What's happening? The world's a bit crazy at the moment. So yeah. Really interesting times we're all going through. I will be a little bit more active on the Telegram as of this week. I have a little bit more time up my sleeve. Things are going really well. But yeah, been in Sydney. Been doing the Sydney run for the last couple of weeks. It's been good. A lot of stimulation here, you know, where I live in the rainforest by myself. There's only so much you can just fucking do gardens and fix things and do renovations and hang in the forest and do the off-grid thing. It's good. It's good for a while, and it was an enjoyable 3 years doing it, you know, building houses, renovating houses, gardens, driveways, fucking, you know, so much has gone on, transformed the whole place. But yeah, I mean, I love it, and I think it's actually a beautiful place for people to come and spend a week and then to leave. Like, it's a recharge place. But for me personally, living in the forest, it's too chilled for me. I actually need stimulation, and I'm a frontline geopolitical environmental activist, you know. It's actually embarrassing to say environmental activist now because the waters have been so muddied with all CO2 and all these leftist woke climate retards that are out there laying in front of traffic and all the rest of it. Like, it's actually just like everything, you know, they take everything, invert it. The rainbow flag used to represent the hoppy hoppy Indian prophecy of all the different colors of people coming together. So they stole that and then whacked it on the LTGB movement, you know, inversion. The goddess Isis, they turned her into an army from the Middle East, you know, the CIA Mossad funded army. Everything's been inverted, from even tobacco, cigarettes, cocaine. Like, we used to use tobacco as a method for prayer, because when you puff tobacco in your mouth and you pray with it, it's actually a really powerful tool, and also for clearing. A lot of the sound journeys that I used to do, we would use tobacco to clear people's energy. It's very powerful. Same with lemon myrtle and sage and things like that. Palo Santo is quite good too. And so they've taken this thing, this tobacco, which is sacred to us, and they've put 580 chemicals in there, and then sold it back to us. And we have this affinity with it, but people from the Western world don't realize that it was used for praying. It was used for prayers and ceremony, not for chugging into the lungs. And in our DNA, in our history, in our mitochondria, in our lineage, it's there. So people smoke it because it's familiar, but they don't realize that they're poisoning themselves, you know. Pretty sneaky. But the question is, why are cigarettes still legal? That's the question. Like, oh, it's banned vapes. What about fucking cigarettes? Proven to cause cancer, you know, 100%. Or at least just have organic cigarettes only, and then from there people can step off cigarettes and not smoke. It's quite easy to get off cigarettes if you're not breathing in the chemicals, because the chemicals are actually the main problem that you're addicted to. It's not even really the nicotine. It's actually just all the fucking antifreeze and pesticides and whatever the fuck is in there. Man, I couldn't even think of 30 chemicals to throw in. These guns have got hundreds in there, you know? So, yeah, it's a world of inversion and confusion we're going through at the moment. Obviously on the kids, on the humans, on all people, on every level, environmental activism. You know, you got Greta Thunberg who's up there like, oh, if we save the banks, we can save the world. The money's there. Shut the fuck up, you dumb bitch. Fuck off. We need to be very, very staunch at this point in time in our lives. And our bullshit meters and our intuition, it needs to be attuned to the highest degree right now. And that comes down to inner health as well. You know, so detoxing the heavy metals. I'm always talking about detoxing the heavy metals. I put a really good link on the post below of that chick's link tree. Make sure you get on there and have a look. There's some good products. You know, I don't sell any of them, but she's got some good stuff, especially for kids. We really need to detox our children, you know. So anyone who's been vaccinated and anyone who's been living on Earth, okay, we're full of aluminium and lead and mercury and all this type of shit, you know. So we need to get that stuff out. That is key. We've got till 2025, around that period of time, depending on how we go consciousness-wise, before things go fucking nuts again. And they're not going to do around two anytime soon because they're not ready, right? They need to implement the cameras everywhere, the smart grid systems, the digital currencies. They need to have control of everything before they pull another stunt, because what they realized with this test run during COVID was that there's too many loose ends. People can put petrol in their cars and go to Canberra, and a million people can show up and go, fuck you. Obviously, it was a peaceful protest to Canberra, but if they wanted to push us really hard, and let's just say, for example, they're like, the military is coming in and everyone's getting forcibly vaccinated. Right now, everyone jump in their cars and turn up and we'll punch on and we'll fucking win, right? But when people's bank accounts are being shut off, they've all got electric cars or they don't have cars, your social media can get shut off. There's internet censored on a much more volatile level. There's cameras out front of every single fucking house. Like, you know, are you seeing the system that can be implemented? And it's all just okay now. Yeah, look, it's okay. What's the problem? It's just for criminals. Yeah, it's for criminals. It's all bullshit, right? They like to say it's for criminals when they are the criminals, but really we should be monitoring them, their bank accounts, what they're doing, where are they going, their phone calls. That's what we should be doing, right? So that's the system they're trying to implement. Now, a lot of people are waking up to it. Like, a lot of people are waking up in the world now. Like, I mean, everybody is. Look at Instagram. The feed. I've been pumping my Instagram lately, by the way, guys. If you're not on my Instagram, jump on it. It's off_grid_adventures now. I'm going to be rebranding all that shit soon and completely changing my angle, but not just yet. But there's really good content on Instagram now, and I haven't seen good content for 5 years because I've been shadow banned for that long. So anyway, long story short, my overview is the 5G, the 6G, the phone frequencies, the vaccines, the nanotech in the geoengineering, that is the control system, right? It's the alien tech, the angelic technology. It's the out there woo-woo stuff that most people aren't ready to accept. They just think it's, you know, oh, it's just a jab. It's just a this. It's just weather modification, right? So beyond that, it's the crux. It's the concrete that holds it all together. The nanotech in the air, the frequencies flowing through the air, and the heavy metals in your body, which is like a conductor, a semiconductor, a Bitcoin mining operation, nanotechnology, Morgellons, mold, parasites, metals. It's all connected, right? None of the things I've just said are good for our bodies. So parasites and metals, the thing we want to get rid of. And everyone wants to get rid of the parasites first, but when you get rid of the metals, the parasites cease to be in your body because they're in there because the environment supports them, and that's because of heavy metals. And parasites, the amount they shit and the amount of heavy metals they have in the parasites, because they wrap themselves in the metals, they eat the metals, right? So sometimes the parasites are there to eat the metals, and they're actually helping us, right? So there's this actual balance. Like, nothing's in there without being allowed to be in there, you know what I mean? Like, they can't be in there if the environment doesn't provide for them. So all we're doing is changing the environment, and detoxing the metals is a bit of a tough thing, but you want to do it consistently all the time. And after a period of a year or 2 years, your metal load is down, and your cognitive ability, your mental ability, your memory, your testosterone, your hormones, like your emotions, they all become in balance. Your meditation changes, your presenceness changes, your ability to sit still and complete tasks. all your symptoms of ADD just disappear because it's all toxicity and metals, basically, in 99% of cases. So that is what I want to put out to you guys, is that you need to start doing things now. Now is the time. We've got a year and a half to 2 years to prepare ourselves, to get organized, to start putting trees in the ground, start planting, you know, getting community together stronger than we ever have, getting on top of what's going on in the world, start sending letters out to the government going, hey, if you start doing X, Y, and Z, which we know they are, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. You know, we need to be on top of this and be proactive at the moment now, because yes, there is an interesting turn of events that are coming. Will it be the internet blackout for a couple of weeks or a month, you know, to then try and bring people to their knees, to then they come in with a solution and go, hey, look, we cannot have this happen again. We can stop this by having a digital currency and a digital ID, yay, and like all the dumb fucks. Hopefully by then there won't be too many dumb fucks left. Everyone will be like, no, we're good, thank you. No thanks. No, thank you. And like ultimately what we have to do, like, sorry, not what we have to do. Ultimately, all we need to do is keep waking people up, because then when things happen, we don't have to fight. We just go, no. nah. Would you like to eat the bugs? Go fuck yourself, swab. Go fuck yourself. Literally just turn your back and ignore them, because it's an attention-based reality, right? These smartphones, look, another way we could end this whole entire system is this, like, this is always talking like if everybody worked in unison, right? We just ditch our smartphones tomorrow. You just put it in your drawer, turn it off, you don't use it. That's it, done, finish. Go get a Nokia. The whole control grid, the whole spying grid, the tracking system, which is in your phone, like all the phones are tracking devices, the smartest fucking, it was the biggest trick ever played on humanity. Just make these incredible phones that are very convenient so we can track the fuck out of everyone. We can poison everyone at the same time because you're essentially holding a phone tower in your pocket. It is a little phone tower and it emits fuck loads of frequencies. Yeah, you don't want to be around phone towers, right? But if you get your tester out, which I have, and I always test my environment wherever I go. Like, yeah, a phone tower is hitting you like two or three bars, but your phone, okay, 2 meters away is two or three bars. When it's in your hand, it's fucking like 6 bars. So you're pretty much standing in front of a phone tower by using your phone all the time. And then people will always be like, oh, but it's convenient, Nate, it's convenient. Yeah, well, fuck convenience. Convenience is what got us into this shit fight in the first place, right? We need to feel a little bit of pressure. And COVID was a great pressurizing tool to make people realize, ooh, our government are not looking after us. Our medical system is not a medical system. It's a depopulation system. Our doctors are sellouts. Our nurses are sellouts. The judicial system is a fucking joke. It's inversion. Foster care houses and docs are actually pedophile houses. CIA is actually a child trafficking network, and they work with Mossad, and they actually work against the people. Like, COVID has been this big fucking giant awakening for so many people. And a lot of people are like a bit over it, but now is actually the time to keep waking people up, because they've had this massive hot fucking thing which has been pulled out of the fire and it's been shoved right in their ass and they're fucking jumping around. This is a great time. This is a really good time to be doing letterbox drops of what is coming in the future, but not promoting it and giving it energy so it is coming, but saying, hey guys, X, Y, and Z, because you're planting seeds. Now is a very good time to plant seeds. Now, what I said earlier about this is an attention-based reality, okay? It's a trade-off, right? A lot of people have their businesses that are online, and during COVID and all the rest of it, people are like, well, I'm still making heaps of money, or I'm making more money because my business is online, I don't care. That's a sellout, right? Because you're just being selfish, not thinking about everyone else and all the other people that have actual on-the-ground jobs. So this social media, internet, phone thing is you're trying to build a following. Like, I know a lot of Instagram influencers and things like that, right? I fucking hate the word influencers, because back in the day when we were posting shit, it was all about truth and waking people up. It wasn't monetized. It wasn't a business. It wasn't influencing. It was just putting the truth out there. And now it's turned into this watered down leftist woke culture and this fake shit where everyone's pretending they got good lives, but really they're just promoting the best 5 seconds of their day, but the rest of the time they're mostly miserable anyway. You know, that's the general theme that I see with these people. Show us the bad stuff, you know, show us your shit days. Come on, like, don't pretend life's all good. It's a fake reality. So ultimately what you're doing, you're giving your time and attention to this device, and the devices want your attention, because that little camera and that black screen is a scoring mirror. It's essentially an energy transfer, right? And what it does, it gives you a few likes in return to stimulate your dopamine. So you get a dopamine hit for likes by giving up your time and attention to try and make money from the device, which is taking from you anyway. So you're already indebted by the time and energy, and it taking your non-physical energy through the camera, through the screen, through the frequencies, holding it in your hand, which means you're poisoning yourself with the frequencies. You're holding a phone tower. You're giving all your data, information, tracking, photos, digital this, digital that. Everything is going out, right? And all you're getting back is a couple of likes. It's like someone coming up and patting you on the back and going, that was a good post. Haha, thank you. You know, imagine that if you transpire that and transform that around, all these likes and shares. It's like someone coming up to you on the street after you, let's say you just ripped a massive burnout down the road. That'd be my example, right? A big burnout, some nice fishies and a heli and nice exit. It's like someone pulling up at you next to the set of traffic lights and they're like, that was cool, bro. That's all you're really getting. Acknowledgement, right? And this is playing off our deep-rooted, seated, not being acknowledged trauma from kids. Right, everyone's trying to be something. Everyone's trying to be famous. I want to be an actor. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a doctor. All this fucking stupid shit we get told as a kid, which is because we weren't loved as children, right? So it's playing on our non-acknowledgement, our wanting to be seen, wanting to be validated, wanting to be part of something, wanting to be a community. Like, this is actually going to the core and trauma of who we are. So it's this thing, right? You get a heart on the screen. You just literally get a heart on the screen and people look at you for 5 seconds and move on. Like, that's all we're getting from it. See how ridiculous this system is? And you can't see the ridiculousness of it until you're from the outside looking in. And you remember, I traveled in a fucking motorhome for 10 years, lived in a bus off-grid before it was cool. It wasn't cool when I was doing it, you know, full minimal. Collecting my rainwater off the roof and all this shit. And then I've gone to live in the rainforest for 3 years by myself in the fucking middle of nowhere, 15 Ks down a dirt track with no phone reception right at the fucking end, right? I've been up there for 3 years observing, watching, building, doing my thing, you know, and it's like, fuck. Then I come back into the cities and I meet people. I watch the dynamics of dating, people relating. I've been out in the city the last 2 weeks at expensive restaurants and dinners and all the time for the last 2 weeks. And it's like, fuck. It actually really gave me a kick in the ass. For one, I need to get back online in certain aspects. I need to rebrand myself too so I can catch more muggles and awaken these people, especially people who have got audiences who are promoting garbage. They need to be awoken, and then they will wake up their customers and their people and their friends and their family. That's kind of what I'm heading towards. But the dynamics is so fucked, especially with dating, especially with relating and all the rest of it, you know, and just eye contact and connection and things like that. And it's like, it's been a really good 2 weeks for me to be out of my area, to be in the cities. And I am going to come back to the cities. I'm going to move back for a while because I've had enough of nature. I know people are like, I just want to get the fuck into nature, Nate. But trust me, when you've been in it for ages, you can get over it too. Like, 3 years is a fucking long time for me to be anywhere. Like, I'm surprised I lasted. And honestly, it was the shittest 2.5 years of my life. Well, I shouldn't say that. It was a very interesting experience. Let's turn that around. Because it was like 2 years of shit weather. Like, I just need sunsets and warmth and sunshine. And I don't give a fuck what's going on. I am happy all day. When I'm in my underpants, brown as all fuck, tanned up, and I'm sitting on somewhere getting a sunset every afternoon, that is like 9 out of my 10 problems solved. And all the other shit I can do with my eyes closed. So this has been a lesson for me on working out like what makes me tick, what makes me happy, what are my not negotiables and things like that too. So these are all the learnings that we do get from traveling, going overseas, having jobs, having partners, being in relationships, you know, people reflecting stuff back to us and we're getting pissed off by someone's fucking behavior. But it's because we do that a little bit. It's because you do it. That's why you're getting pissed off, you know. It's always that little reflection. It doesn't have to be 90%. It could be just a small percentage, but it's enough to get under your fucking skin and grate your gears. So anyway, guys, I'm just giving you a bit of an update of what I've been going through, what I've been seeing, what's coming up for me and all the rest of it. And I wanted to check in and see how you guys all are. And I know I always whinge about Telegram, right? I fucking whinge about it because it's like, since I've been back on Instagram and people message, they comment, I can see their profiles, I can see what they're up to, I can write nice things. It's made me realize like how kind of lonely Telegram can be. And a lot of you guys don't even have your fucking profile picture up there. That's fucking annoying. Like, if you could put it up there, that'd be nice. You know, that's what the person actually looks like. Because half the time, I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't even know if I'm talking to anyone. You know, am I even talking to anyone? Is this message going out? How do you know that my 7,000 followers, which is down from 14,000 only a year ago, how do I know it's only actually 1,000 people and everyone else are just bots? You just don't know, you know. It's kind of weird. So it has been a strange 5 years for me, having, you know, 50,000 or 60,000 on Instagram, having about the same on Facebook, having quite a few on YouTube, having other Instagram accounts with 5 or 10,000, then having them all gone. Like, you know, I've been getting stimulated the whole time by my social media. Maybe if I had the bigger audience, maybe it would have been easier for me to deal with being in the forest by myself. Maybe it's bullshit, you know? But yeah, nature really is humbling. It really is a humbling thing, especially when there's silence. And that's why I moved where I did, because there's no phone reception. So I've got my phone connected to a cord because I don't use Wi-Fi. So I've got this little adapter which goes from the internet cable, the Ethernet, and then it connects it into your phone. So I basically have my phone on the internet but not using Wi-Fi. And the cord only reaches just around my house, and then basically it only lasts an hour or so on charge before I have to charge it again, and you have to unconnect it to charge it. So I've made it uncomfortable for myself, so I can use my phone like an hour, then I go outside. So there's no checking my phone outside, there's nothing going on whenever I'm in my yard or outside my house. And that's been a really good thing to be more present, you know, be more present in what's going on around you, because no matter how long you are in somewhere, it eventually doesn't become a holiday. You know, you can move to the Greek islands, and then after 2 years, you're like, yeah, it's good, you know, I'm just here. But before moving there, you were fucking frothing at the chops, just like, oh my God, the Greek islands. And yeah, I'm sure you would have squeezed the nectar out of it and gone to all the beaches, done all the things. But that's why I truly believe we need to travel. So what I'm saying to you beautiful people out there is put your profile picture on, for one. I love your comments. I'm going to be a lot more vigilant with the comments too. A lot more responses and replying to you guys, because I'm all about community. I have got a brilliant Signal group too, which I have 100 incredible people on there. And I am handpicking people who have been bringing people into this group. But essentially what I'm saying is it's time to travel, guys. It's time to go on holidays. It's time to plan, plot, scheme, and scam as well while you're doing it. You can go on holidays and still be proactive. You can still talk to people and give them your energy. Now is the time to be organizing gatherings, bringing people together in your street, connecting with your neighbors, connecting with your friends and family. Now is a time to be detoxing the metals, okay? Must detox the metals before they turn the towers up. They're only turning them up incrementally at the moment, okay? But in the next 2 years, when they try and pull the next wave, what they are, they've already said they're going to. They've already showed us the pre-run, the Event 201, the new one. The Sears 2025, that's happening, okay? It will get pushed back if we keep raising our internal frequency, if we keep shifting our consciousness. We're stretching the timeline. Every time you meditate, every time you detox, every time you connect, every time you work through your trauma, every time you jump through lessons, okay, you're extending the timeline, and it's shifting, all right? So it's very important to understand this is your individual journey, right? And what you do, everything you say and you think and how you act is changing the way the reality happens around us, okay? You're a creator being. You're a part of God. You are literally creating this reality. We are all creating this reality. So don't think for a second that you're not important. Don't think for a second all the things you do in the world aren't making a difference. And don't get disempowered and be like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to fucking live my life. Live your life, but do shit as well. Okay, start reading books. Start reading fucking motivational books and watching motivational presentations. We need to get motivated. We're very unmotivated. There's a white genocide going on in the Western countries. Okay, they're trying to genocide the white people. And people are still caught back in the black genocide, but there's a white genocide going on now. And the white people, okay, are the ones who have been actually going out and starting organizations, starting groups, starting foundations, starting charities to do shit to help other countries, right? Without the white populace, especially the unindoctrinated non-religious people, they're the most dangerous. They're not religiously indoctrinated. They fucking hate the government. They've got enough money to be able to do things in the world. They have compassion for things. Like, this is actually why they're trying to wipe out the middle class right now. This is the plan at the moment, and it's to wipe out the middle class. Okay, they want a super rich elite and a working poor, because the middle class is the lifeblood of every country and every civilization. It's what makes it flourish. When you have positive, motivated, healthy, happy middle class, you have a thriving society. Okay, and the people who are running the show don't want that. They want robots to replace 80% of the jobs. in the next 7 years. They want to have a slave race on a minimum wage you can only get by getting the mark of the beast under the skin. Okay, digital ID, digital currencies, central bank digital currencies, all that crap, that's going to be connected, right? There's a whole bunch of things which are connected. You all know about it. You've got the central bank digital currencies. You've got the digital ID. You have the electric cars. You have the 5G and the 6G, okay? That is the tracking system which links all your smart appliances and your smart goods together. The digital ID will also connect your internet usage to your carbon tax allowance per year, but also it will connect to your social credit score, okay? So it's all connected, one big prison system. So it's like, oh, okay, you're friends of Nate Max. He's been posting all that shit and you liked one of his comments. So what will happen after that is basically that will be connected to your digital currency. Yeah, and your digital currency will be connected to your social credit score. Your social credit score will be connected to your internet and your phone bill, your power bill, and all these things, right? So the plan is to set up a system that's so integrated that basically it's all done by cameras. It's all done by AI. So if you go to court or whatever it is, there's no begging anymore and saying, hey, look, I was driving to the hospital because my wife was pregnant. That's not going to be the case. It'll be AI, and understand AI is being programmed by the people who created AI. It's not its own individual thing. It's already got the traits of the globalists on it. You know, there is a good AI and a bad AI, but the AI that'll be running the court systems and all the rest of it and all the governmental bodies will be cutthroat. It'll just be like, no, fuck you. There'll be no compassion, and then they'll blame it on AI even though it's actually them controlling it from behind the scenes. So the idea is to set up this system, a prison system, a slavery system which we implement ourselves through safety and security and, oh, this is going to happen, so we need to do this because of national security or whatever the fuck it is, right? It's all bullshit. But that's the plan, to set those items in play. And then once they're in, then we can turn off the internet. Then we can turn the power off. Then we can have a World War III. Then we can have a financial collapse, right? That's the plan, to have it all really tightly networked in. So anyway, but basically what I was saying before, sorry, I digressed, is the system they want is a dystopian future. You walk out of your house, all your smart appliances, like this is tracking you and monitoring everything you say, your modem, your light bulbs, the whole lot, right? Artificial light. You go out, cameras watching you as you walk to work, watching you on the train. Oh, you didn't pay for your ticket. It sends you a fine. And then your social credit score goes down, say it's 10 points. It goes down to 9, 8, 7. Say you get down to 1 point. People that even hang out with you or connect with you, their social credit score will be lowered because they're friends with you. So what it will be, the plan is to be like a North Korea style censorship where everyone dobs on their neighbors. And you saw that shit going on through COVID where all these fucking losers were in the backyards like, oh, in my neighbor's house is 3 children playing in the backyard, not 2. I mean, those people need to be knocked the fuck out. That's, I truly believe an eye for an eye. If your neighbor's doing that to you, not minding their own fucking business, especially when it doesn't affect them, I firmly believe that you should go around and fucking knock on the door and they should get bricked in the face. That's just my belief anyway. We need to bring back our own way of monitoring our communities and not allowing people to stitch people up and people to do shit like that. It's fucking, it's insidious behavior, and it represents the model they're using in North Korea where you basically snitch on everyone and you get extra credit points for snitching on people, and then the people who get snitched on, they end up being ostracized from society. So eventually the plan is to basically be like, well, you guys can't even follow my Telegram because, you know, the content I'm putting out there, because, and your social credit score will be diminished by literally being friends of me on Instagram, you know. So eventually you guys start unfollowing me. I walk through the streets, no one talks to me. That's the plan, right? That's their plan. But where we're headed as a civilization is none of that, okay? People are waking up. Even though there's a double-edged sword where they're doing all this shit to try and block us, people are still waking up. No one's falling asleep. That's what you've got to remember. Nobody is falling asleep. Everybody is waking up. And consciousness is here. The sun is here. The frequencies coming in from the other realms are hitting us. And that's why we're going through these highs and these lows and these ups and these downs and the full moons. Like, we're getting upgraded. And that's a very obvious thing. The conversations that are happening on the internet now, I mean, even Joe Rogan, the things he's talking about now compared to what he was talking about 5 years ago, and the Jordan Petersons and all these people, the Andrew Tates, they're all here doing a role. and they're stepping stones, okay? And the one thing you've got to be careful of is that you haven't gone so far down the conspiratorial route that you've actually black-pilled yourself, where everything's a fucking conspiracy. You can't see the happiness in any of it. It's all just negative shit. What we need to be doing is loving, living, singing, eating good, drinking good food, eating clean water, doing all these things right, and literally loving life while we're being progressive in making the world a better place, all right? Identifying the problem is it's necessary, right? Exposing, it's still a necessary evil. People need to know what's going on and then offer a solution. And then the best solution is to live the best life ever, because you don't actually have to do anything. You're living and breathing your truth, right? So you guys have got a very, very big role right now. That's what I'm saying. Every single one of you who's listening to this message, you are the resistance. You are the white hats. You are the people that are making change. Every day you do these things, you're being watched, man. God, angels, the universe is watching you all the time. And it's like, this is an 80 to 90 year lesson, right? 80 to 90 year old year video game. You come in, you get to experience birth and growing up and getting older and learning and eating food and making love and building a business and traveling around the world and playing with gravity and water and singing and skydiving and whatever you want to do. Play an instrument, write poetry, plant trees, kill people, whatever. It's all part of the experience, right? Eat meat, eat vegetables. What the fuck is the difference? It's all consciousness. It's all been made. It's all been created for us to come here. We are either in the matrix, and this is a simulation, or in the 2D, and we're just flesh suits, and we're sinners, and we're going to hell. I mean, seriously, it's not hard to work it out. There's more going on than what's happening on Earth. So make sure you are happy, okay? The love frequency we know is a frequency that permeates people around us and makes their lives better, and that makes them want to do better things. But the one thing that I found really interesting, which I posted on my Instagram recently, they basically did a study. And the highest frequency on this planet, the highest vibration or frequency is not just love, it's actually authenticity. Now, love is a part of authenticity, right? When you are being authentic and living and breathing your truth, people can't not be gravitated towards you. They can't not just want to do what you're doing. And that's why these people that step out of the matrix and just start fucking whatever it is, living off grid, wearing whatever clothes they want, doing their thing, doing their crafts, doing their hobbies, like living with their heart on their sleeve. That's why people, okay, are naturally gravitating towards them. And that's why they have extraordinary lives, because they're living with authenticity. Now, the more people that are living with authenticity and being their unique, weird selves, the better. We've got to stop being lemmings. We've got to stop being muggles. We've got to stop following the mainstream because of our job or because of our family or because of our partner or what our neighbors are going to think or because of fucking whatever fucking excuse it is, right? Be your authentic self, guys, and know that you are very, very important right now, okay? You're being watched. You're being smiled upon. There is armies of people that are watching that are barracking for you to hear this message to live your best life. Your ancestors and your generations that were before you are up there looking down going, fuck yeah, come on, let's do this. All right, so just remember, the one thing you don't want to have is when you get older is lay in your deathbed and have a pocket full of regrets. Take this message today as a motivation to get out, travel, see the world, inspire people, inspire yourself, love your partner, love your kids, love your pets, love everything you do. From the way you make your bed, the way you brush your teeth, the way you dress yourself. Look after yourself. Love yourself. Listen to the music you love. Take time out of working to go enjoy life. Book in a massage. You know, go get some acupuncture. Go see a movie. Just go lay at the beach and do nothing for the day. Give yourself a permission slip to enjoy yourself in life. These are very, very key things. And if we can do this, we're going to see a big turnaround because compassion is going to return. Bring back the hopeless romantic. Where is the love? Where is the connection? Where is the people that have giving each other affection in the streets and loving each other's partners? Let's bring it back. If we don't do it, no one's doing it. If you don't do it, don't expect other people not to do it. If you're not doing these things, why would anyone else do it? Like, why would you inspire other people if you're not even doing it yourself? So anyway, guys, that was meant to be a two-minute message just about the up-and-coming presentation on Wednesday night. But obviously I had a bit to say. And I hope you enjoyed it. And I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate your comments too. I appreciate you sharing it. very important. I didn't realize I'm actually on Spotify. I don't know how the fuck I'm on Spotify, but I am. I'm a bit embarrassed because there's so many rants that I've done that are fucking hectic. And it's like, that was for my Telegram only. So I'm going to actually, like I said, I'm doing a rebrand soon. I'm going to just start doing podcasts professionally, like the ones you see, you know, the good ones where they've got the different camera angles and the setup and the whole lot. I'm going to start actually doing it properly soon because I have got a voice. My words are my magic and I do love inspiring people. And I hope this message touches your heart, you know, I hope it does. If you're lost and a bit unsure at the moment, go buy the Ringing Cedars of Russia. They're on my website. Every fucking post, I put my website on there. Click on the website, scroll down, and order the books. I don't sell them. I just promote them because they're that good. You know, start reading. Start getting your mind expanded. And if you're stuck in a rut, you need to. It's very fucking important that you start changing what you're doing. Don't do what you've always done. Don't get in a loop pattern, okay? You need to project yourself out of the matrix and constantly be trying new things, going to different places, meeting new people, doing things you wouldn't normally do. That is the key. You need to be spontaneous, okay? That's how you eject from the matrix. That's how you have new circumstances coming into your life. Your life's not going to change dramatically if you keep kind of doing the same things over and over again, okay? So do things you've never done before. Get inspired and get motivated. Now, anyway, guys, my finishing note is if you haven't been onto our presentation, okay, we've got one next Wednesday, okay? Sorry, this Wednesday in 2 days' time, the 8th or the 9th of August, whatever it is. I think it's the 9th. 6:30 p.m. Sydney time, okay? It's a big investment opportunity I've been talking about for fucking months now. We're killing it. We're doing really well. Everything's great. We're still raising capital. It's one of these things of tech startups. You're just constantly raising capital until you get gobbled up by someone. So if you want to jump on, you haven't jumped on, we're doing this Wednesday. We may do one more just because so many people have been coming on. But if you want the link, you've got to type in "I'm ready" in the comments below. Okay, I'll inbox you. Make sure you check your inbox, okay? Have a look. Work it out. Go to your Telegram and scroll across and find where the messages are going, you know? Understand how to use it so it works for you rather than messaging me, "I'm ready," and I message you back and I can see you haven't even fucking checked it, right? Check it out. Jump on my Instagram. It's off-grid-adventures, off_grid_adventures. I've been posting a fair bit of good content on there. Once I get back to my pad, I will be putting more content up on the Telegram as well. But anyway, guys, any questions, chuck it in the box. If you've been ordering stuff from my website, I've been away for 2 weeks. I've got mates looking after my place, but basically they're not doing any of my work. So, I'll get back and post it all out when I'm back, which will be soon. And I fucking hope you have a beautiful time here at Earth School this week. I look forward to seeing you guys on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. for the next big presentation of what we're doing. Much love, motherfuckers. Speak to you soon. This is Nate Max.